Hey everybody, it's Michelle. I am here to talk to you about our Patreon page. This is the page that you can go to help support our podcast with a monthly donation. When you commit to supporting us, you can get additional bonus content such as extra podcasts, our favorite playlists, our show notes, and eventually we would like to have merchandise to sell like t-shirts and baseball caps, and we would let you have first dibs at those. Of course, because we are coffee moms, we are offering membership levels that are as follows: the coffee membership, the cold brew membership, or the espresso membership. Now, no pressure whatsoever, but if you do love our podcast and you would like to help support it, you can go to patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/messybunmamaspodcast. There you can choose a membership level that works for you. Melissa and I want to thank you in advance for your love and your support.
Messy Bun Mamas. I'm Joe.
I'm John.
I am Malcolm.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. All my side was to walk, all my nana say, hey, jingle bell, jingle all the way. All my side was to walk, and I'm gonna say, hey!
Hello!
Hey, everybody!
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is the Messy Bun Mamas Podcast.
Yay.
Holiday edition.
The holiday. It's December. So this month we're going to be talking about all things Christmas.
Right. And one of the best parts about Christmas is
gifts,
especially giving gifts to kids, because yes, they're like super more excited about it than my husband. Cause you know, when you get somebody like a bomb gift and then they're just like, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
and they toss it to the side. They're like, oh, thank you. And off to the side. No.
That was a perfect gift. What are you doing with your life? Get it together.
I need you to go sit in the corner and reevaluate how you're
your enthusiasm right level, because it's unacceptable.
Very unacceptable.
So yeah, no, giving gifts to the kids is like really exciting for me, but I don't know. I really like giving my friends gifts, though. I think it's because it's become like a personal, like, it's become a thing now where I'm such a good gift giver. I am a really good gift giver.
I know you've talked about this before, so.
But it's mostly because I buy my gifts like all through the year.
Right.
Like if I'm somewhere in March, I'm like, oh,
you've got
that would be perfect for so and so. But, you know, I'm getting to an age where nobody wants to buy each other gifts anymore because it's either too much pressure, too much time, or whatever. And fine.
Right.
I can understand that. It's a lot of stress. Especially like if you're not somebody like me who picks gifts up in March, you're just adding another person onto my list.
Right. I think some people too are under the pressure, face that pressure of the gift that I pick for you may not equal the dollar amount of the gift. And
I don't care about the dollar.
That person. It's the thought behind that gift for me.
Yeah, so, but I also don't like, I'm very against like gift cards. I hate getting gift cards and I hate giving gift. Like, I won't do it.
Right.
Like, it's just, no. I'm not going to give you a gift card ever. Number one, I also just like spending, because I don't ever spend a lot of money on my gifts because I either like find it on clearance or I'll find it at like.
Because you've been shopping all year long.
Yeah, because I've been shopping all year long. So to me, if I buy you a $50 gift card, I actually have to spend $50. Or I could find something that was actually $200 that was discounted to $50. And you think that I like, no, I don't want to spend, I don't want to buy you a gift card.
Right.
No. And I know there's some people who love them and I'm just like, no, I won't do it.
No, I won't lie. there are some people that I prefer gift cards from.
Well, if you're gonna give me dollar store lotion, then yes, please give me a Starbucks gift card. Right. I'm just putting it out there in the universe.
It doesn't even have to be a $10 one. $5 is fine.
$5 is fine. If my other choice is dollar store lotion or some disgusting, oh my gosh, my husband one time bought me like this French hooker perfume that he got at
We've discussed this before.
Oh yeah, we did in the gift giving episode. Listen. A Starbucks gift card is fine from you.
I love the smell of that as well. I know that I'm like offending half my family members that give to me right now. But a gift card is fine from you.
It's true though. So mama moment of the week.
All right. I'm going to go first because this is cute. So Joe and I, this week, we've been trying to find different things to do because we had like the 40 days and 40 nights of rain.
Yeah.
And so now it's hot and humid and the mosquitoes have come out in full force.
Yeah, they
in
have. Our backyard.
So going out in the evenings is harder for us. So we've been trying to find like fun things to do inside the house, to keep him busy and stuff like that. So the other night we did a movie night. And he was trying to make himself a fort and wasn't able to do it. So I got up and I like got out this bigger blanket and I laid down the rug for him because he was going to just sit on the regular wood floor. And so
you're like, no, listen,
right.
We need to up our fort game. I don't know what you're doing right now.
You need to do it like we're glamping. Okay. Yeah. So, no, we had bought this little rug for him to use when he's playing on the floor. And so I put that out and I'm sitting there and I'm like fussing with the whole fort thing, trying to get like all the sides super even and just like make it.
Of course you are.
And he stops me. He goes, "Mommy, stop it. You're ruining it." And I'm like, no, you're wrong.
I'm making it better.
I'm making it perfect. And he goes, "No, just stop. Just stop. I like it. I like it just the way it is." I mean, and he was so strong about, I mean, like his feelings on it were so strong that he wasn't looking for it to be perfect. He just wanted to make that little fort so he could watch his movies from it. And I was just like, okay. You can have your fort the way it is.
And then you turn around and walk away and you're like, but just so you know, it's not evenly centered.
Right, right. What I can see through the one side. But no, it was a good moment for me to not have to have something perfect. And it was a good moment for him because he pushed his voice through.
He was assertive.
He was assertive. And that is something that I am trying so hard to be careful with because he is just a good-natured, all-around type of place. And it's so easy for me sometimes when he's like, blah, 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 not talking all day long, to be just like, stop talking. So it was just a good moment for him to come in and be like, no, Mom, I need you to hear me right now.
Yeah.
And it made me feel proud that he felt comfortable in that space to be like, look, I know you want it this way, but I want it this way, which is something that we just talked about, this kind of something I struggle with myself of saying to people, hey, hear me. So I was just like, yay, Joe, I'm so proud of you. I don't know how I'm teaching you this.
But also your fort's uneven.
Yes, your fort's uneven. So, but he sat and he watched a movie from it and just had fun. Like,
which is literally the reason you were making the fort.
Which was exactly. And that's when at the end of the day, even though I'm not going to lie, it did irritate me to see the uneven signs. But at the end of the day, that's the thought that I walked away with, was he had fun. And that's what really mattered. So
Yeah.
That's my mama moment of the week.
Aww.
Yeah. Let me hear yours.
Okay, listen. Two of my children are sick right now. They have ear infections. So that means that they're on antibiotics. Mm. Now, if anybody has ever tried to give their devil child antibiotics, you all will understand the story I'm about to tell.
Is this the Sunday morning story?
No.
No, it's a different one. Okay.
So we're laying down. I don't know. This has been twice a day. Twice a day for five days, because they are on antibiotics for 10 days. So what we're having to do is hold the children down. Okay, so Mike holds down their arms and legs. And I like wrap my one arm around their head and I plug their nose. And then I'm trying to like squirt the medicine in the back of their mouth. So their nose is plugged, so they have to swallow the medicine. Well, both of these kids have like figured out how to like gargle it out of their mouth, even though they can't breathe. And they're screaming at the top of their lungs. I'm just like, everybody thinks that I'm like murdering my children.
Right. Somebody walking by the house
is going to think I'm murdering my children. Like they for sure are going to think that. And I'm just like, Mom, if I did this when I was a kid, I apologize. Can you release the curse? Please, for the love, release the curse.
I cannot.
I just don't understand. It tastes like bubblegum, you guys. And I hate bubblegum. But if I was two and my medicine tasted like candy. And the thing is like, I realize the fact that the reason they're crying is because they're about to be held down. Their nose is going to be plugged. Like, it's going to be an unhappy situation. But if they would just swallow it.
Yep.
We wouldn't have to go through all of the hullabaloo. And I'm just like, I was even talking to Mike and I were talking about it. And it's like, so Malcolm and Rayla are 5 pounds apart, 2 years, 5 pounds. Yeah. And so they're taking the same amount. And he's like, can't they just like, instead of 5 milliliters, can't they just make it more potent and give them 2.5 milliliters? He's like, cause this is just, right. You have a whole syringe that I got to, you know,
and they're seeing that too. Yeah.
Squeeze in their mouth. And it's just like, and we don't put it in their drinks because it's like, I don't know if they're going to drink it all. And then it turns into a whole thing and they can taste it. It tastes like bubble gum. You can't put bubble gum in milk and then be like, rrr, 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 I don't know. You can't taste it. You can taste it. Tastes like bubble gum.
I'm not going to lie. When Joe went through that phase, I would put just like a small, maybe like a quarter cup of milk, and then I would squirt the flavored whatever in there and mix it in and be like, Mommy has special milk for you.
Well, and I think if we like made like chocolate milk, like Ovaltine or like whatever, mm-hmm. they wouldn't know it. I don't know. They're so suspicious now.
Yeah.
Because it's happened so many times and they're like, there's medicine in here. And I'm just like, is there though?
Right.
Is there medicine?
Yeah. We haven't had to like hold Joe down for the medicine part. Even when he was little, he would say he didn't want to do it and he would cry, but I would just be like, take it.
And he would take it. And with that was John. We never had to hold John down. He would just like, because Mike and John are best friends. So Mike could always like, just kind of be like, come on, dude, just don't make this hard on me. Just come on.
Right.
I know it sucks.
It sucks.
It tastes gross.
Right.
I get it. But like,
right.
I need you to be my buddy right now and just take the medicine. John would like take it, put it like squeeze the whole thing in his mouth, swallow it and be like, hand it back to him and be like, I mean, it was disgusting, but it wasn't that bad. You're kind of being dramatic. Well, Malcolm is ready to like go. Fight to the death
over
taking this medicine. And it's just like, dude, just swallow it. Yeah. Like,
I Yeah. I mean, we've talked about having to hold Joe down for like the whole nose thing. And we still, I will look at him in the eye now and be like, you have two choices right now. You can blow your nose, or I can hold you down and let everybody in the world hear your scream.
Right.
While I suck this stuff out.
Right.
Your choice.
Right. But like, seriously, I'm just like, people are walking by on the street and thinking like, I'm murdering my children.
Right.
I'm not murdering. I'm just trying to give them their antibiotics. I'm just trying to preserve their hearing.
I honestly don't understand what the thought is behind all that drama. Because I don't remember
but
doing
it's
it
10
either.
Days. It's 10 days 10 of drama. Days.
Yes.
Twice and a day, 10 days.
And I agree with you. I don't remember being drama like that about taking my medicine.
No.
And maybe my mom will listen to this. I mean, maybe she'll listen to it, Mom. And will say, no, Michelle, you just don't remember.
But you were super dramatic. Maybe. But I'm telling you,
I agree with you. Like all of this, I'm like, you're wearing me out about something that I'm just doing to help you.
Right.
I didn't go to the doctor and choose to give you medicine. And
well, it's like, do you want
to
take
be sick?
And, I have an ear infection as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you want to take my giant horse pill? We can try that. Want to try that?
Or do you want your blue raspberry flavored penicillin?
Exactly. It's like, get it together, guys.
And now when you go like to the pharmacy, I don't know if you've been asked this though, what flavor would you like mixed into this? And they list off like the 20. I'm like, wait a minute, can I get a pen and paper and write these down? Because it's important to know which ones I may choose the wrong one.
Well, when they gave it to me, I was like, I don't want the bubblegum stuff. They're like, oh, no, you're a grown-up. You'll get a pill. I'm like, thank the Lord. I had so many ear infections when I was a kid. It ruined bubblegum for me forever. I don't even like the smell of it. So it's like I'm trying to give them this medicine, this bubblegum-scented medicine that's just like the most disgusting smell in the whole world. And I'm telling you, it's just the worst. So for any mom out there who is currently in the trenches, like in the middle of an antibiotic prescription that you got to give your tiny humans,
we're here for
you. I'm feeling for you, Mom. I'm feeling for you because believe me, it's the worst. It's the absolute worst. I hate it.
Oh, all our prayers and sympathies.
Do you want to give Malcolm his medicine this morning?
Absolutely not. I empathize with you because I had to do the whole blow your nose thing with Joe before he went to bed last night because he was, I'm like, dude, you just had a bloody nose the other night. Can we please just get this out?
Right.
And I'm like, look, you can cry about it, but I want you to blow your nose while you're crying.
Right. Well, and Rayla, so Rayla's two. She weighs 5 pounds less than her 4-year-old brother. So she's like a behemoth. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like she will lay on the floor and bang her head on the ground. So it's just like the other day I had to give it to her by myself because my husband, like he did something stupid. So I had to like basically like sit my knees on her shoulders and like put my like her head between my thighs to try and keep her head straight it was ridiculous. I was just so I'm like,
and she's strong too.
She's
super strong and knows what she wants, and she probably did not want to be held down.
She did not want to be held down. Well, and that's what I said, like I think the worst part about it is that they're being held down, but the thing is you're only being held down because you won't take your medicine,
right?
I don't want to hold you down either.
I did not wake up this morning with the desire to hold you down and make you scream, okay?
And it's just like Mike is so like me. I would have given him 3 days of antibiotics and been like, you're good enough. Let's move on. And Mike's just like,
the doctor's
85% of people don't take all of their antibiotics, and it's primarily women and children who don't finish out their antibiotics prescription. And then, give me all sorts of, he's a five, okay? So he's just giving me all sorts of information, and I'm just like, whatever, man. I'm just trying to get through life, not holding my children down and giving them bubble gum medicine.
Mike, I understand and recognize what you're saying. These are the same things I say to my husband. No, the doctor said that it's important to take all 10 days, because if you don't take all 10 days, then it, even if you're feeling better, you can relapse. And he's like, I'm fine. I'll save it for another day. I'm like, I don't know.
So let's talk about gift recommendations for our tiny humans.
Gift recommendations for our tiny humans. So my first recommendation, and I can, when we get close to that, I'll actually show several different options of things that Joe has. But the little magnet boards, we used to play with them all the time at the library, and then,
COVID. This is how we live our life now, pre-COVID, post-COVID.
It's
how we measure time.
But he loved those. They actually had even just.
Are you talking about the Melissa and Doug, wooden ones that have animals on the farm? Or...
Well, no, I'm actually talking about the ones that have the little wand, the magnet wand on them. And there's maze ones that you can do, and the letter ones and stuff like that. So Joe was super into those, and he's been heartbroken every time I've let him go into the library with me, and they have no toys out. And so he's like, oh, but they had, I mean, it's been a year and a half since they've had toys out now.
Yeah.
And he still will list off all the toys that they had. He's like, but they had this and they had this. I'm like, not anymore, apparently. I don't know.
This is post-COVID life. We have no fun here. There's no fun.
So that
they also don't clean your hotel rooms anymore. I feel like that rule's going to stick.
Yes. And I have lots of thoughts about that. But anyway, the magnets, little magnet boards with the wand that they use to trace. That is, I feel like, because he played with them when he was two and he's almost five and still loves and plays with them, that it's just one of those gifts that it's not going to be just for a year and they're going to be out of it. It's something that sticks with them for several years.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's my number one gift recommendation. Not the number one, just the first recommendation. Let's hear yours.
Okay. So my first recommendation is something for John. So he's really into science, and he's really into, I don't know, he's really into science. So I think it's important to, we really try to give him things that are, I don't know, that don't just take away his imagination, but things that he has to do stuff.
Yes.
Build or whatever. So the thing that I want to recommend is the pneumatic hydraulic robot hand kit.
Okay.
So you build it yourself, and it's a robot hand where you move a finger and the robot hand finger moves. And he's going to be eight. So he's getting to the age where this is something it's going to take time, but
the reward at the end is so worth it.
Exactly. And this was actually, so it's the Thames and Cosmos Mega Cyborg Hand Kit. It's the 2020 Astra Best Toys for Kid winner. And it's got five different experiments in it. It's got a detachable thumb that makes it left or right handed. There's only three fingers, but the hand is adjustable. All the fingers are adjustable. Listen.
That's fun.
John's getting this for Christmas this year, and I'm so excited about it. Like, I know, and the thing is like, I know giving it to him, it's going to be a huge pain in the butt because, like, Mike's going to have to help him put it together.
Right.
He's not going to be able to do it on his own. But, like, the reward at the end of, like, what he feels, like, not only after he builds it, but also after he just plays with it, I feel like it's going to be worth the painstaking...
Right.
The painstakingness of, like, putting it together. I'm right. super excited. I can't wait.
That is awesome. I don't disagree with that. That'll be really fun. All right. So, another gift that I highly recommend for anybody. We actually just found these. They go with... Excuse me. They are they're magnetic tiles from a company that work with the other all the stacking magnet tiles.
Yeah.
But these have like tubes that you can use to make like a little maze and these little light up balls that will like roll through the maze. So, like, once you build your maze, you can turn out the lights, and if it's dark, and do it. It's, like, this really just very cool, awesome experience. So, it has just added to, like, our magnetic tile building experience. Joe, we originally, when I saw them, I was like, oh, Joe, we can get these, and we can make a maze for the hamster. Well, our hamster's too fat. Lose some white spot.
Stop giving him dandelions.
There was a lot of disappointment the day we found out she was too fat to go through. But he still will sit and, I mean, for hours and create like this elaborate like maze thing to put the balls through. And just when he's done, he's very proud about bringing it out. So that's my recommendation. And I don't have the exact name of them, but we'll definitely be putting all of these in our...
Did you see like some of the magnetile game stuff that they've been like the sloths? Yes, yes. I was just like, up in your game, magnetiles. Yes. Come on.
I said to Dan, I said, because I've been seeing them in the feed too. I'm like, I know that we don't need any more magnetiles because we got like 1,001 of them, but I really feel compelled to buy these, not for Joe, but for myself.
Right. Oh, you're not wrong.
Because I have to, well, I don't have to help, but a lot of times when he's playing, I play with him and build stuff too. And so I'm like, if I am going to be doing it, these would make me happy while I'm doing it. He can build his little maze. I want to be able to have all these animals.
You're not wrong. Like when I saw them, I was just like, wow. Like I want a sloth that hangs upside down.
Dear magnetile. Do you want to make some moms happy this Christmas?
Right.
We would be happy to unwrap those gifts from you. So that's my recommendation, just because it adds like a whole nother element to like the whole magnet building stuff. So
yeah, for sure. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Welcome back.
Hey.
So my second recommendation of what I'm buying the kiddos this year is, okay, so we're all just going to like swiftly move past the like patriarchal society that I feel the need to buy a flower and a pink drill for my daughter, but it's cute. So we're just going to move on and not talk about it. It's called the Design and Drill Flower Power Studio. And it's literally like a play drill with a bunch of screws. And it's in the shape of like a flower board. And right. You can just like screw things in and out and whatever. And the drill's pink and the screws are purple and neon green.
That looks amazing.
Right?
Can I just say that I'm all for girls learning how to like use tools and stuff, but I'm not against them being pretty colors.
Right? Listen, I had two boys before I had a girl, so I'm all about girly color things, girly things, because it's just like, if I have to see one more red car.
Right. I don't know why anybody would have anything against a purple glittered hammer.
I would love a purple glittered hammer.
All I'm asking for is a purple glittered hammer that I can use, and I know it is my own and not Joe's, not Dan's, nobody else's.
Right? Exactly. So this toy comes with a drill. So a toy drill and chunky kid-sized bolts that go into a sturdy activity board. There's also like some bolts, some washers. There's like the washers are in shapes of like flowers. They can go over like multiple holes if you want them to. It's really good for like fine motor skills. It also comes with a wrench. And I don't know. I'm really excited about it. Not gonna lie.
That is exciting.
And it looks like it can travel. So I'm all about toys that can travel.
Right. I mean,
put things in a suitcase
and go.
I can do it.
I don't disagree with that. I really enjoy when toys will contain themselves.
Yeah.
And they have the handle for you to carry.
Right. We have a Lego suitcase from like the 80s or the 90s or whatever that I got at a thrift store for like $2. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't tell you how many times we bring that thing places and people are like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, it's like a throwback. I'm like, I got it at a thrift store.
Right.
And they're like, well, that looks like so much better than the containers that they make now that don't actually close.
Right.
You're correct.
They don't actually close. They don't have handles that work. And yeah,
you have to carry them one way or they will spill everywhere.
Yes.
These suitcases, these Lego suitcases from like the 90s or the 80s or whatever, they literally click closed.
Right.
So the kids can hold them above their head and use them as a weapon to hit each other and no Legos will get on the ground. Right. It's my kind of Lego carrying case.
Right. And again, it has a handle for you to carry.
For my 4-year-old to carry.
Versus just carrying it like a big box that in front of you and having to lug it that way. I'm already carrying 3 bags of stuff into church.
It's so true. It's so true. But it's so funny because I can't tell. So like this flower power thing, it has a handle and all the things fit in it. And it's got like, it folds in half to be like more compact. Like, listen, guys, you need to go out and get this. It's like toy gold right here. Boy one doesn't do these fancy things. Because they're like, boys aren't organized. They don't want to clean up.
I was just going to say, it's very fitting, right? Boys are just like, I'm going to put all of that together in just one bin. And I'm like, no. We need to sort this. We do not put food in with the dinosaurs, okay?
And Joe's like, well, I do.
So, all right. So my next recommendation is, so I'm going to actually give a recommendation of something not to get and then follow it up with what we're going to get in placement of it. So last year we bought Joe one of these little cameras. It's a kid's digital camera. We paid $30 for it. And if you look at the pictures that are advertised with it, it looks like it's basically a regular size digital camera. It had such great reviews from people that were just like, it takes great pictures and it has frames that they can use and da da da. So I picked it up. This camera is like the size of the palm of my hand. I mean, it's super small. It's the battery does not hold well. It doesn't hold well. And then like you can't take a picture without frames. Like you have to choose a frame to put the picture on. And the reason why I got it is because Joe has become very interested in using our cameras to take pictures of things and he's just, he's like me. He'd rather be behind the camera versus in front of it. I'm like, whatever, I'm cool with that. So we got it to encourage him in that artistic mode, but it did not. I mean, it's basically just laying around the house at this point.
I was going to say, you used it a couple times and it was like,
meh. Like an accessory to me falling over it. That's really the purpose of it at this point. It's just for me to trip over it and be mad and like, I should throw this away and then have that internal argument of, you paid $30 for it though. So, but this year we're going to invest in if we have to pay, I mean, it was $30. If we had to pay $30 more for just a cheap digital camera,
yeah,
we're going to do that.
I was going to say, you can get nice digital cameras for like $50 or $80 even. Yeah.
So that's what we're gonna do this year. That's my recommendation, is don't go for the little kidsy things. Spend $10, $15, $20 more and get just a regular digital camera, because then they're going to be able to carry it with them for several. I mean, as long, obviously you're going to have to teach them etiquette of taking care of it. And yeah. Everything, but that's not a bad idea either.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I find it fun that he wants to take pictures of things, yeah, and the things that he interest him. So,
well, and he's too young to do that, like Polaroid camera, because right, then you're going to be buying Polaroid film and you're going to have a bunch of pictures of nothing.
His feet.
His feet.
His face.
Yeah. Just up your nose. Up my nose. All of the things.
So that's my recommendation. I strongly recommend not getting the little kids' cameras, just going with a regular digital camera like we're going to do this year.
Yeah. So, well, look at you.
Yeah.
So my next recommendation is, it's funny that your mama moment was about building forts. So there's this kit that you can buy, and I realized, like, it's made out of cardboard. I realize this, guys. But it's made out of cardboard, and it's got, like, corner braces and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can build and rebuild and make it into whatever, and then you can also color on it. So it is make, I don't know why Amazon like doesn't have the name of the thing, like it puts it in a weird spot. Okay, it's make a fort building kit.
Okay.
And it is kind of pricey, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm really excited just about, like, for the boys to put it up in their room.
Oh, that looks fun.
And it's cardboard and there's like tiny little monsters and pictures all over it that they can color, and they can make it into a maze, and there's like hinges on it, and there's corner braces, mm-hmm, and like you have to actually like build it.
That is super awesome, because even though it's cardboard, and I mean, boys are going to be boys, and it will get crushed at some point. You can still collect other pieces of cardboard then and use those braces and things, yes, to build more. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it absolutely, like, I feel like it's something that they could put up in their room, and like, even if they only play with it for like 2 months or whatever, like, to me, it's worth it just for them to get the skill of like learning how to use the tools. So it doesn't really have like a format of how you have to build it. There are recommendations that come with it, but you really can do however you want. So as I said, not only does it come with like the building stuff, but you also can color on it when it's done. It is easy to like take apart and put back into the carrying case. So it actually, nice, comes with a case, and they can use it over and over and over again, as long, right, as you like don't leave it up for too long, or they don't jump off the top bunk onto, right, the cardboard fort.
Right.
So, you know, but I'll post a link to it
Amazon affiliate.
Exactly, yeah. Because it's like such a good thing for the kids to play with. I can't wait for them to play with this.
That actually does sound awesome. And like I said, it I'm sure that if something were to happen with some of the cardboard or all of it, you can always use it with
normal. Well, you can buy expansion packs too, if you want to. And it comes with 18 panels. So it's not like, I mean, that is like a pretty significant amount. And, and here's the thing about it. I'm not against like buying something for them and like them playing with it for like a couple months and then like it breaking or whatever. Like, I feel like it's just kind of like having boys, but my goal is like, they have to build it together. And of course, John's going to boss Malcolm around, but it's really important for me for them to learn how to like use tools and think critical thinking and like how to make decisions.
Make a plan.
Yes.
Set your goals. And yes.
Exactly. So
I'm all on board with that.
Yes. And the thing is like we make blanket forts in this house all the time. I'm not against blanket forts at all, but I thought that this would be like a really fun treat for them to just...
Well, it's a different layer of fort building because it's not just blankets and you're using furniture. You're actually making levels and all kinds of different things with it. So I mean, I'm interested to see.
And it's six times stronger than normal cardboard.
Oh, nice.
So it's like pretty sturdy.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I'm definitely interested. I may be clicking that link myself. All right. Sorry, I'm stuttering now and I don't even know why. So my final recommendation, I'm not going to give specifics for it, but I recommend getting your kids some books for Christmas. I always think it's important to have something like a book. I mean, my parents always gave us clothes at Christmas. And so I don't really do that for Joe just because I buy him what he needs when he needs it.
Yeah. I agree.
And books are important in my life and in our families, in the life of our immediate family. So that's one of the things that I always try to get him for his birthday and at Christmas is some type of a book that he can unwrap. Not that I don't buy him books whenever I want them, but I will write a special little note in there for him. So it's just something for him to keep those specific books at Christmas time. So
my mom, you're this is going to be a Shining Nana moment. My mom wraps 25 books. Mm-hmm. For 25 books at Christmas. And she used to give each individual grandkid like 25 books each.
Okay.
For them to open up every night before they went to bed. But now because she's got so many grandkids, she just does like family books. So she wraps 25 books and then she gives them to us like the week of Thanksgiving or whatever. And then we open one book a night up until Christmas. So we get 25 new books every year.
So it's almost like an advent.
Yes.
Type calendar thing.
Absolutely.
Pinterest before Pinterest was cool. That is what your mom is. That's a great idea, Nana, and I may be doing that.
I know. Sure. I was like, I need to tell you this because you're going to want to steal it. Yeah. It is a really good idea. And the thing is if you, again, and my mom is the same way. Like, she buys books all through the year because she's got to buy 75 books. Mm-hmm. So she'll buy books all through the year and, you know, she'll just like separate them. I mean, wrapping them is kind of a pain in the butt, but it is what it is.
Right.
And then that way it's kind of like you can almost like get rid of a good chunk of books too when you get the new books in. Because it's like, well, this one's torn or this one is like the binding is broke or whatever. Like, we love books in this house. And because we love books in this house, they kind of get trashed a little bit. I got Rayla Moana book from a rummage sale the other day and I got so upset because like she tore a page out of it the first day. And I was like, what are you doing? And Mike's like, it's her book. She still likes it. Not happy.
I'm on your side on this one.
Good.
All right. So let's hear your last Christmas gift recommendation.
Okay. So my last recommendation is the game, The Floor is Lava. So
Joe wants this game so bad.
It is. Okay. So it comes with like foam color blocks and it's almost kind of like Twister where they have to like be on the ground at the starting point And then a grown-up or a parent who's sitting on the couch being a bum spins it and gets the color. And then, like, John has to go to red. So he has to hop to the red block that's on the ground. And it's just, like, I'm really excited about it because it's, like, a little more unique than just, I don't know. So it's got, like, foam blocks that kind of, like, grip on the floor so they're not, like, super slippery. And it's good for 2 to 6 players. And the thing is like, it's hard to find a game sometimes that is good for just John and Malcolm.
Yes.
So because they're, you know, they're 4 and 8.
Right.
So there's, like, a pretty big age range. So it also gets them, like, they get to hop around and, you know, they try and balance on one foot and then they fall over on their face. And this is what I'm picturing because we don't actually have the game opened yet. but yeah, so the floor is lava.
Joe really wants that game. So what I'm probably going to do after you get that is drive by your house and push him out of the car. And then go have a coffee somewhere.
I mean, hey, I'm really excited about it.
That's going to be fun. It really will. I mean, Joe likes to play that game. I don't know if your boys kind of play a version of it of their own, but that's when they go to the playground. When we go to the playground, he always gets kids to play.
My kids play that on my furniture.
Yeah.
So
it would be nice to have, like, a guided, you can stand on here.
I'm probably going to put it on some of the furniture. Yeah. Because I'm just that kind of mom.
Right. I am too. I'm like, our furniture is junk anyway, because we have dogs that just.
I have 3 kids. That's why my furniture is junk. Well, our couch has a board in it. Whenever we have guests over, they're just like, you need a new couch. And I'm just like, I have an 8-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I'm not getting new furniture.
I'm going to get new furniture in about 20 years. That's when I'm getting new furniture.
I'll probably do it when, like, Rayla, like, probably in 5 years, we'll get all new living room furniture, because it's like, what's the point of it now? I have, like, they spill things, or, like, even if they had no food in there, just between, like, one of them taking off their diaper and just ridiculous things. I cannot.
Yeah. Joe is very much standing on the arm of the couch and falling down flat so that he can bounce. Look at how far I bounced, Mom. And I struggle because I know not everybody is into that. So, like, I'm like, all right, but you know that you can do that here. We can't do that at anybody else's house. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And you probably shouldn't do it when your dad is here, too, because you're probably going to imagine you falling off and breaking your head. So, I think that's a great recommendation. I know Joe has been praying and hoping for it. All right. So that wraps up the end of our show.
Hope you guys are enjoying your holiday season. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for the Messy Bun Mamas podcast. If you can't wait to talk to us more, then hit us up on social media. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
You can also reach out to us on our website at www.messybunmamaspodcast.com or email us at messybunmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
I am Messy Bun Mamas.
This is Messy Bun Mamas podcast.
This is messy poop.
Messy buns, you silly.